Well, we're going to go to Hebrews. If you want to, your Bibles, want to go to Hebrews, we'll be probably in there most of the time. There's one act that man needs to do before God that makes all the difference in the world. Without this one act, the things of God are very limited to people. And it makes all the difference in the world. So what do you think I'm talking about?
Salvation.
Well, salvation is big, but how do you get to salvation? There's an act that you need to do, every man and woman need to do to have that salvation and to have a relationship with God. And Hebrews 11:6 kind of nails what I'm going to be sharing with you tonight. And it's so, so important. So Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, and this really nails how vital believing in faith is. It says, and this is, most of your translations have the same wording, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, we want to please God, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you need to please God?
Faith.
Faith. Believing. Faith and believing. The Greek word is pistis and pistuo, same word family. And in a lot of translations, when you read in the Bible, they're kind of used interchangeably, faith and believing, many times. But we're talking about believing. And yes, I'll probably use the word faith, but we're talking about believing, okay? And so if this is true, and you believe the Bible, I think you wouldn't be here unless you had an interest in God's Word, that the Bible is true, that believing is critical. Now, the latter part of that verse says, he that comes to God must believe that he exists.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That he is, that God is. Do you believe that there is a God?
Yes,
I see some nods. Yes, good, good. He exists. And what else? Rewards those who seek him. All right? Do you seek God? Do you believe in him?
Yes.
Well, yes. Look out for rewards from him. The word rewards in the Greek is the word that means paid in full. He doesn't hold back any tax money or anything like that, retirement funds. He pays in full. When you believe him to a certain degree, he rewards you accordingly. All right? Like the promises of God, right? You believe the promises of God, he does them. He will reward you with them. So this is so, so key. And throughout the Bible, we see this subject, believing, shared a whole bunch, right? In fact, this chapter 11 is loaded with all the examples in the Old Testament of folks that believe God. God wants us to believe, right? He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to receive his promises in his word, from his word. So this chapter here, many people call this the list of believing hero. I've heard all kinds of titles.
Heroes of faith.
The heroes of faith. So it certainly is. In verse 1 of chapter 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So what you would hope for or would like to have, what does it take? Believing, right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not seen.
Mm-hmm.
So we might not have the promise of God in our life yet, But we believe, right? We believe that God's word, he says what he means and means what he says. So it will come to pass. Because believing is the evidence of things not seen. We don't see God, right? But we sure believe him, don't we? We do. We do. And we're thankful for his word that reveals him in such a wonderful way. There's some interesting translations on this verse that I want to share with you. Let me do that. The ESV, English Standard Version, says, now faith is the assurance. And I want you to try to remember these words here. Assurance of things hoped for. The conviction of things not seen. That's the ESV. The NIV, New International Version. Now, faith is confidence. Confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. The NASB, I think that's the New American Standard Bible, says, now faith is the certainty of things hoped for, a proof of things not seen. Wow. Some neat words there, right? Assurance, conviction, confidence. These are words that relate to believing results, having believing results. Well, as we would read through, and we're not going to read through all of chapter 11, God reminds us of all the great people, not all of them, but many of them, that believed him through the ages. And he goes through and he says, by faith, the entire universe was formed by God. By faith, Abel. By faith, Enoch. By faith, Noah. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Sarah. By faith, Isaac. By Jacob. Faith by Jacob, faith by Joseph, faith of Moses. The Jericho walls came down by faith. Mm-hmm. And the Rahab and the spies, she worked with faith as well. Mm-hmm. Then, after all these wonderful believers are named as believers that believe God, verse 32 says, and what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell you of. And it is so funny. I think this is a wonderful figure of speech, you know, for God to say that. What more can I say? Well, God could go on and on forever. And does his time, is it short? No, he goes on forever and ever. But for the time would fail me to tell you of who? Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. Woo! A lot of wonderful examples. And I think it's a great thing that we can go back and read the accounts of these wonderful believers and see their example of believing God and getting the results because of their believing. Pretty neat. Well, there's a point here that's a little bigger than what we're seeing right now. And I want to share this with you. Because after this exhaustive list of believers and works of believing, there's a alarming verse at the end that kind of interesting here. What's the last verse? What number is that?
40.
And it says, God having provided some better thing for us. I'm kind of scratching my head now. That they without us should not be made perfect. Mm-hmm. So it's like, is there something better? Is there something more perfect than all these great believers? Oh, my goodness. Come on now. I mean, these folks are phenomenal believers with great, great results. Are we going to stop there?
No.
Should we read on?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Now, as you know, the original God-breathed word didn't have chapters and verses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a chapter 12 in your Bibles and a verse 1, which we use for reference. That's good. And let's see what it says. But kind of, you know that this is following that verse 40, where we're seeing we've provided something a little better, a little more perfect, okay? Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Now, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, the believers that we just read about. Let us lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience or endurance the race that is set before us. We all have a race. We all are living life. We're all in a race of life, and we have opportunities to believe God to the best of our ability. And so the encouragement here, yes, all these great believers we can learn from. And yeah, let's get rid of anything that holds us back, any weight or sin that holds us back from believing God. You know, the Olympic runners back in the day, during these Greek times, they ran without any clothes on. They were naked because they didn't want anything to hold them back.
Wow.
No clothes, no shoes, nothing, because they didn't want any weight, anything. Now your girls are smiling funny there. But I don't think they let girls come to those events. I don't know. But anyway, I'm getting off the ball here. Let's get back into it. So, what's going on here? We see verse 39, or 40 rather, something better, something more perfect. Got this cloud of witnesses, pretty neat. We've got this race that we're running. So we're getting rid of stuff that holds us back from believing. So what's the next step? Should we read on?
Yeah.
Okay. Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Where are we going to be looking?
To Jesus.
To Jesus. Woo! The word looking here is like fixing our eyes on Jesus. The NIV says fixing our eyes on Jesus. And the Greek word for looking is aphoraeo. And it means literally, from the Greek dictionary, to look away from others to one of the highest regard. You look away from anybody else except you look to the very, very best.
Amen.
And what we're seeing here is we have great examples of believing, but when we look to the Lord Jesus Christ, woo! He's the one.
Amen.
He is the one that has made our believing most profitable, for sure. Man, oh man. So, what about this author and finisher of our faith? What does that mean? And again, looking at some of you have different translations. In the NIV, it says, Jesus Christ, a pioneer and perfecter. ESV says founder and perfecter. This New Living Translation says the champion who entitles. So what is Jesus in light of these terms? Well, this word author in the King James, that's what I read earlier, again, looking at the Greek, and it's archeros, And it literally means the leader who is standing in front of everybody else. Mm-hmm. Okay? Sometimes leaders stand in back and direct everybody to go forward, right? But it's talking about a leader that's in front, and that is everybody looks to that leader to move ahead. All right? So, boy, that really fits, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we put him first. If there's anybody who believed God to the uttermost, it's the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Mm-hmm. So, man, we can focus on him. He's our author. He's our leader. He's the one that really knows believing. Now, this word finisher is in the Greek teleotes. And it means to perfect all the way to the end. Teleos is the word that they use for at the end. Okay? It's used in regard to Revelation in the end times. Well, this means perfect all the way to the end. In other words, we have a Lord and Savior that we look to, who leads us all the way to the end. Mm-hmm. All the way to the gathering together. All the way to the third heaven and earth, where eternity will be lived. Isn't that fantastic? Mm-hmm. There is no one more qualified than the Lord Jesus Christ that has believed God to the uttermost. Mm-hmm. Walked on water, made some great wine out of water, fed thousands of people with a couple of little fishes and a loaf here and there, healed thousands and thousands of people. My goodness. So who's the one that we could really focus in on for our believing?
Jesus.
Oh, my gosh, the Lord Jesus Christ. My goodness, yes. All these other guys, great, wonderful, love to read about them. But man, Jesus Christ, he's the one we want to focus for sure on. Well, there's some other interesting things I think that, and my goal here in sharing this with you is to help you in your believing of God. All right, we know it's essential to believe God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what can we learn here? Well, we're learning that we want to focus on Jesus Christ as our best example. But what is the rest of that verse say? Verse 2. For the joy that he endured the cross, right?
Mm-hmm.
Despising the shame, he sat down at the right hand of God. Boy, oh boy. I mean, this is the great believer, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who allowed himself to be tortured, mutilated, killed on the cross, and it was joy for him. He didn't care about the shame. It was the worst thing to die on a cross. He didn't care. Because he loved you and I, right? God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. But he believed in what he was doing. And because he did what he believed, we have salvation. We have salvation. And he had vision. He had vision. You know, we get attacked all the time, don't we? We are challenged in our day-to-day living with health issues, sometimes financial things and relationship things and stuff going on. And, you know, how are we going to get through them? Well, we can get through them, right? Who are we going to focus on to get through them? The Lord Jesus Christ. And he had vision. You got to have, if you're going to believe God and see the results, you got to have vision. You might not see it tomorrow or the next day. But if you got the vision, Jesus Christ had the vision. He died. Did he get up right away? No. Did he get up the next day? No. 3 days, he was resurrected, right? Wow. So, verse 3 says, consider him who endured the cross, so you do not become weary and faint in your minds, right? So, we consider him. We certainly do. And I know sometimes we get to that point where mentally we feel weak and wearied, but we can rise up knowing the truth of God's word, who our Lord and Savior is, and believe God that he will take care of us. He will get us through. Whatever it is, we can get through it. All right. So what have we learned here tonight about believing? Well, as a review, have assurance and confidence, right? Remember those words that we read? Certainty, assurance, confidence, conviction, proof. Even though we don't see the results now, we still stay the course, don't we? We know that God will come through. Our best example is Jesus Christ. Great Old Testament believers, I love them. But Jesus Christ is the ultimate one that we want to keep looking to. Hey, this song talked about Christ where? That we, yeah, in us, yeah. We've got Christ in us. What a great reality. And he's the one we look to. So we can recognize him in our life day in and day out. You know, that's why I'm excited about Jan Majer coming in and doing this weekend in the Word, because you know what the title of the weekend is? The name that changed everything, Jesus Christ. So it's going to be exciting, very, very exciting. You know, another key we learned, have vision of the hope. Have vision. Have that vision of the future hope. And have joy in your life. Why not? Jesus Christ said he had joy. I don't know how that worked, but it worked for him. And we endure the challenges that the world throws on us because we know that God will always come through. So let's get excited about having Christ in us and that we have a Lord and Savior that we can focus in on and we can believe God to the uttermost. All right? All right. So, Father, thank you that we are so, so blessed to be your kids, that we can believe you in every situation. And, boy, what a privilege it's been that we believed you through salvation. We confessed with our mouth the Lord Jesus. We believed in our heart God, you raised him from the dead. And we can continue to believe you. And we can continue to look to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and his wonderful example. So thank you, Father, for these great realities. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.